I am Ra. We do not calculate the possibility of coming among your peoples by the numbers of calling, but by a consensus among an entire societal memory complex, which has become aware of the infinite consciousness of all things. This has been possible among your peoples only in isolated instances. In the case wherein a social memory complex, which is servant of the Creator, sees this situation and has an idea for the appropriate aid, which can only be done among your peoples, the social memory complex, desiring this project, lays it before the Council of Saturn. If it is approved, quarantine is lifted. Questioner. I have a question here, I believe, about that council from Jim. Who are the members and how does the council function? I am Ra. The members of the council are representatives from the Confederation and from those vibratory levels of your inner planes bearing responsibility for your third density. The names are not important because there are no names. Your mind-body-spirit complexes request names, and so, in many cases, the vibratory sound complexes, which are consonant with the vibratory distortions of each entity, are used. However, the name concept is not part of the council. If names are requested, we will attempt them. However, not all have chosen names. In number, the council that sits in constant session, though varying in its members by means of balancing, which takes place what you would call irregularly, is 9. That is the session council. To back up this council, there are 24 entities which offer their services as requested. These entities faithfully watch and have been called the guardians. The council operates by means of what you would call telepathic contact with the oneness or unity of the 9, the distortions blending harmoniously so that the law of one prevails with ease. When a need for thought is present, the council retains the distortion complex of this need, balancing it as described, and then recommends what it considers as appropriate action. This includes 1. The duty of admitting social memory complexes to the Confederation. 2. Offering aid to those who are unsure how to aid the social memory complex requesting aid in a way consonant with both the call, the law, and the number of those calling, that is to say, sometimes the resistance of the call. 3. Internal questions in the council are determined. These are the prominent duties of the council. They are, if in any doubt, able to contact the 24, who then offer consensus judgment/thinking to the council. The council then may reconsider any question. Questioner. Is the Council of 9 the same 9 that was mentioned in this book? Questioner gestures to Uri. I am Ra. The Council of 9 has been retained in semi-undistorted form by 2 main sources, that known in your naming as Mark, and that known in your naming as Henry. In one case, the channel became the scribe. In the other, the channel was not the scribe. However, without the aid of the scribe, the energy would not have come to the channel. Questioner, the names you spoke of, are they Mark Probert and Henry Puharich? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, I am interested in the application of the Law of One as it pertains to free will and what I would call the advertising done by UFO contact with the planet. That is, the Council has allowed the quarantine to be lifted many times over the past 30 years. This seems to me to be a form of advertising for what we are doing right now so that more people will be awakened. Am I correct? I am Ra. It will take a certain amount of untangling of conceptualization of your mental complex to reform your query into an appropriate response. Please bear with us. The Council of Saturn has not allowed the breaking of quarantine in the time-space continuum you mentioned. There is a certain amount of landing taking place. Some of these landings are of your peoples. Some are of the entities known to you as the group of Orion. Secondly, there is permission granted not to break quarantine by dwelling among you, but to appear in thought form capacity for those who have eyes to see. Thirdly, you are correct in assuming that permission was granted at the time-space in which your first nuclear device was developed and used, for Confederation members to minister unto your peoples in such a way as to cause mystery to occur. This is what you mean by advertising, and is correct. The mystery and unknown quality of the occurrences we are allowed to offer have the hoped for intention of making your peoples aware of infinite possibility. When your peoples grasp infinity, then, and only then, can the gateway be opened to the law of one. Questioner, you mentioned both our people and those of Orion coming here. Can you expand on that? I am Ra. Your thought complexes did not match your vibratory sound complexes. We are unable to respond. Please restate your query. Questioner, I'll just ask about Orion. You mentioned Orion as a source of some of the contacts of UFOs. Can you tell me something of that contact, its purpose? I am Ra. Consider, if you will, a simple example of intentions which are bad/good. This example is Adolf. This is your vibratory sound complex. The intention is to presumably unify by choosing the distortion complex called elite from a social memory complex, and then enslaving, by various effects, those who are seen as the distortion of not elite. There is then the concept of taking the social memory complex, thus weeded, and adding it to a distortion thought of by the so-called Orion group as an empire. The problem facing them is that they face a great deal of random energy released by the concept of separation. This causes them to be vulnerable, as the distortions amongst their own members are not harmonized. Questioner, what is the density of the Orion group? I am Ra. Like the Confederation, the densities of the mass consciousnesses which comprise that group are varied. There are a very few third density, a larger number of fourth density, a similarly large number of fifth density, and very few sixth density entities comprising this organization. Their numbers are perhaps 1/10 ours at any point in the space-time continuum, as the problem of spiritual entropy causes them to experience constant disintegration of their social memory complexes. Their power is the same as ours. The law of one blinks neither at the light or the darkness, but is available for service to others and service to self. However, service to others results in service to self, thus preserving and further harmonizing the distortions of those entities seeking intelligent infinity through these disciplines. Those seeking intelligent infinity through the use of service to self create the same amount of power, but, as we said, have constant difficulty because of the concept of separation, which is implicit in the manifestations of the service to self, which involve power over others. This weakens and eventually disintegrates the energy collected by such mind-body-spirit complexes who call the Orion group, and the social memory complexes which comprise the Orion group. It should be noted, carefully pondered, and accepted, that the law of one is available to any social memory complex which has decided to strive together for any seeking of purpose, be it service to others or service to self. The laws, which are the primal distortions of the law of one, then are placed into operation, and the illusion of space-time is used as a medium for the development of the results of those choices freely made. Thus, all entities learn, no matter what they seek. All learn the same, some rapidly, some slowly. Editor's note. In the previous passage, the information about the number of fifth density entities comprising the Orion group may contradict information given in 48.6. Questioner. Using as an example a fifth density group or social memory complex of the Orion group, what was their previous density before they became fifth density? I am Ra. The progress through densities is sequential. A fifth-density social memory complex would be comprised of mind-body-spirit complexes harvested from fourth density. Then the conglomerate, or mass, mind-body-spirit complex does its melding, and the results are due to the infinitely various possibilities of combination of distortions. Questioner, I'm trying to understand how a group such as the Orion group would progress. I was of the opinion that a closer understanding of the Law of One created the condition of possibly moving, say, from our third density to the fourth density in our transition now, and I'm trying to understand how it would be possible if you were in the Orion group and pointed towards self-service how you would progress, say, from the third density to the fourth. What learning would be necessary for that? I am Ra. This is the last question of length for this instrument at this time. You will recall that we went into some detail as to how those not oriented towards seeking service for others, yet nevertheless found and could use the gateway to intelligent infinity. This is true at all densities in our octave. We cannot speak for those above us, as you would say, in the next quantum or octave of beingness. This is, however, true of this octave of densities. The beings are harvested because they can see and enjoy the light love of the appropriate density. Those who have found this light love, love light, without benefit of a desire for service, nevertheless, by the law of free will, have the right to the use of that light love for whatever purpose. Also, it may be inserted that there are systems of study which enable the seeker of separation to gain these gateways. This study is as difficult as the one which we have described to you, but there are those with the perseverance to pursue the study just as you desire to pursue the difficult path of seeking to know in order to serve. The distortion lies in the fact that those who seek to serve the self are seen by the law of one as precisely the same as those who seek to serve others, for are not all one. To serve yourself and to serve other is a dual method of saying the same thing, if you can understand the essence of the law of one. At this time, we would answer any brief questions you may have. Questioner, is there anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable? I am Ra. There are small adjustments you may make. However, we are now able to use this instrument with minimal distortion and without depleting the instrument to any significant extent. Do you wish to ask further? Questioner, we do not wish to overly tire the instrument. Thank you very much. That was very helpful. We will continue in the next session taking up this point. I believe that I'm beginning to understand the progression. Thank you very much. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one creator. Adonai. Ra session number 8, January 26th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the infinite creator. I communicate now. Questioner, I have a question about what I call the advertising of the Confederation. It has to do with free will. There have been certain contacts allowed, as I understand, by the Council, but this is limited because of the free will of those who are not oriented in such a way as to want contact. This material that we are doing now will be disseminated. Dissemination of this material will be dependent upon the wants of a relatively small number of people on the planet. Many people on the planet now want this material, but even though we disseminate it, they will not be aware it is available. Is there any possibility of creating some effect which I would call advertising, or is this against the principle of free will? I am Ra. Consider, if you will, the path your life experience complex has taken. Consider the coincidences and odd circumstances by which one thing flowed to the next. Consider this well. Each entity will receive the opportunity that each needs. This information source beingness does not have uses in the life experience complex of each of those among your peoples who seek. Thus, the advertisement is general and not designed to indicate the searching out of any particular material, but only to suggest the noumenal aspect of the illusion. Questioner, there was a portion of the material yesterday which I will read where you say, quote, there is a certain amount of landing taking place. Some of these landings are of your peoples. Some are of the entities known to you as the group of Orion. End quote. My first question is, what did you mean by the landings are of your peoples? I am Ra. Your peoples have at this time-space present the technological achievement, if you would call it that, of being able to create and fly the shape and type of craft known to you as unidentified flying objects. Unfortunately, for the social memory complex vibratory rate of your peoples, these devices are not intended for the service of mankind, but for potential destructive use. This further muddles the vibratory nexus of your social memory complex, causing a situation whereby neither those oriented towards serving others nor those oriented towards serving self can gain the energy power which opens the gates to intelligent infinity for the social memory complex. This in turn causes the harvest to be small. Questioner, are these craft that are of our peoples from what we call planes that are not incarnate at this time? Where are they based? I am Ra. These of which we spoke are of third density and are part of the so-called military complex of various of your people's societal divisions or structures. The bases are varied. There are bases, as you would call them, undersea in your southern waters near the Bahamas, as well as in your Pacific seas in various places close to your Chilean borders on the water. There are bases upon your moon, as you call this satellite, which are at this time being reworked. There are bases which move about your lands. There are bases, if you would call them that, in your skies. These are the bases of your peoples, very numerous and, as we have said, potentially destructive. Questioner, where do the people who operate these craft come from? Are they affiliated with any nation on Earth? What is their source? I am Ra. These people come from the same place as you or I. They come from the Creator. As you intend the question, in its shallower aspect, these people are those in your and other selves' governments responsible for what you would term national security. Questioner, am I to understand then that the United States has these craft in undersea bases? I am Ra. You are correct. Questioner, how did the United States learn of the technology to build these land bases? I am Ra. There was a mind-body-spirit complex known to your people by the vibratory sound complex, Nicola. This entity departed the illusion, and the papers containing the necessary understandings were taken by mind-body-spirit complexes serving your security of national divisional complex. Thus, your people became privy to the basic technology. In the case of those mind-body-spirit complexes which you call Russians, the technology was given from one of the Confederation in an attempt, approximately 27 of your years ago, to share information and bring about peace among your peoples. The entities giving this information were in error, but we did many things at the end of this cycle in attempts to aid your harvest, from which we learned the folly of certain types of aid. That is a contributing factor to our more cautious approach at this date, even as the need is power upon power greater, and your people's call is greater and greater. Questioner, I'm puzzled by these craft that we have undersea bases for. Is this technology sufficient to overshadow all other armaments? Do we have just the ability to fly in these craft? Or are they craft for transport? What is the basic mechanism of their propulsion? It's really hard to believe is what I'm saying. I am Ra. The craft are perhaps misnamed in some instances. It would be more appropriate to consider them as weaponry. The energy used is that of the field of electromagnetic energy, which polarizes the Earth sphere. The weaponry is of two basic kinds, that which is called by your peoples psychotronic, and that which is called by your peoples particle beam. The amount of destruction which is contained in this technology is considerable, and the weapons have been used in many cases to alter weather patterns and to enhance the vibratory change which engulfs your planet at this time. Questioner, how have they been able to keep this a secret? Why aren't these craft in use for transport? I am Ra. The governments of each of your societal division illusions desire to refrain from publicity, so that the surprise may be retained in case of hostile action from what your peoples call enemies. Questioner, how many of these craft does the United States have? I am Ra. The United States has 573 at this time. They are in the process of adding to this number. Questioner, what is the maximum speed of one of these craft? I am Ra. The maximum speed of these craft is equal to the Earth energy squared. This field varies. The limit is approximately one-half the light speed, as you would call it. This is due to imperfections in design. Questioner: wouldn't this type of craft totally solve or come close to solving a lot of the energy problems as far as transport goes? I am Ra. The technology your peoples possess at this time is capable of resolving each and every limitation which plagues your social memory complex at this present nexus of experience. However, the concerns of some of your beings with distortions towards what you would call powerful energy cause these solutions to be withheld until these solutions are so needed that those with the distortion can then become further distorted in the direction of power. Questioner: at the same time you mentioned that some of the landings were of our peoples, you also mentioned that some were of the Orion group. We talked a little about the Orion group, but why does the Orion group land here? What is their purpose? I am Ra. Their purpose is conquest, unlike those of the Confederation who wait for the calling. The so-called Orion group calls itself to conquest. Questioner: specifically, what do they do when they land? I am Ra. There are two types of landings. In the first, entities among your peoples are taken on their craft and programmed for future use. There are two or three levels of programming. First, the level that will be discovered by those who do research. Second, a triggering program. Third, a second and most deep triggering program, crystallizing the entity, thereby rendering it lifeless and useful as a kind of beacon. This is a form of landing. The second form is that of landing beneath the Earth's crust, which is entered from water. Again, in the general area of your South American and Caribbean areas, and close to the so-called Northern Pole. The bases of these people are underground. Questioner: what does the Orion group have as the objective with respect to conquest? I am Ra. As we have said previously, their objective is to locate certain mind-body-spirit complexes which vibrate in resonance with their own vibrational complex, then to enslave the unelite, as you may call those who are not of the Orion vibration. Questioner: was the landing at Pascagoula in 1973 when Charlie Hickson was taken on board this type of landing? I am Ra. The landing of which you speak was what you would call an anomaly. It was neither the Orion influence nor our people's in thought form, but rather a planetary entity of your own vibration, which came through quarantine in all innocence in a random landing. Questioner: what did they do to Charlie Hickson when they took him on board? I am Ra. They used his mind-body-spirit complexes life experience, concentrating upon the experience of the complexes of what you call war. Questioner: how did they use them? I am Ra. The use of experience is to learn. Consider a race who watches a movie. It experiences a story and identifies with the feelings, perceptions, and experiences of the hero. Questioner: was Charlie Hickson originally of the same social memory complex as the ones who picked him up? I am Ra. This entity of vibratory sound complex did not have a connection with those who used him. Questioner: did those who used him use his war experiences to learn more of the Law of One? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: can you describe the entities that picked him up? They looked rather unusual. Was that the normal configuration of these entities? I am Ra. The configuration of their beings is their normal configuration. The unusualness is not remarkable. We ourselves, when we chose a mission among your peoples, needed to study your peoples, for had we arrived in no other form than our own, we would have been perceived as light. Questioner: well, what density did the entities who picked up Charlie Hickson come from? What was their density? I am Ra. The entities in whom you show such interest are third density beings of a fairly high order. We should express the understanding to you that these entities would not have used the mind-body-spirit complex Charlie except for the resolve of this entity before incarnation to be of service. Questioner: What was the home or origin of the entities that picked up Charlie? I am Ra. These entities are of the Sirius Galaxy. Questioner. The most startling information that you've given me, which I must admit I'm having difficulty believing, is that the United States has 573 craft like you describe. How many people in our government are aware that we have these? How many total people of United States designation are aware of this, including those who operate the craft? I am Ra. The number of your peoples varies, for there are needs to communicate at this particular time-space nexus so that the number is expanding at this time. The approximate number is 1500. It is only approximate, for as your illusory time-space continuum moves from present to present at this nexus, many are learning. Questioner, where are these craft constructed? I am Ra. These craft are constructed one by one in two locations, in the desert or arid regions of your so-called New Mexico, and in the desert or arid regions of your so-called Mexico, both installations being under the ground. Questioner, do you say the United States actually has a manufacturing plant in Mexico? I am Ra. I spoke thusly. May I, at this time, reiterate that this type of information is very shallow and of no particular consequence compared to the study of the Law of One. However, we carefully watch these developments in hopes that your peoples are able to be harvested in peace. Questioner, I am totally aware how this line of questioning is of no consequence at all, but this particular information is so startling to me that it makes me question your validity on this. Up until this point, I was in agreement with everything you had said. This is very startling, and it does not seem possible that this secret could have been kept 27 years and that we are operating these craft. I apologize for my attitude, but I thought I would be very honest about this. It is unbelievable to me that we would operate a plant in Mexico outside of the United States to build these craft. Maybe I'm mistaken. These craft are physical craft built by our physical people. I could get in one and ride in one. Is that correct? I am Ra. This is incorrect. You could not ride one. The United States, as you call your society divisional complex, creates these as a type of weapon. Questioner. There are no occupants then? No pilot, shall I say? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. How are they controlled? I am Ra. They are controlled by computer from a remote source of data. Questioner. Why do we have a plant in Mexico? I am Ra. The necessity is both for dryness of the ground and for a near total lack of population. Therefore, your so-called government and the so-called government of your neighboring geographical vicinity arranged for an underground installation. The government officials who agreed did not know the use to which their land would be put, but thought it a governmental research installation for use in what you would call bacteriological warfare. Questioner, is this the type of craft that Dan Fry was transported in? I am Ra. The one known as Daniel was, in thought form, transported by Confederation thought form vehicular illusion in order to give this mind-body-spirit complex data, so that we might see how this type of contact aided your people in the uncovering of the intelligent infinity behind the illusion of limits. Questioner, would it be possible for any of us to have some type of contact with the Confederation in a more direct way? I am Ra. In observing the distortions of those who underwent this experiential sequence, we decided to gradually back off, shall I say, from direct contact in thought form. The least distortion seems to be available in mind-to-mind communication. Therefore, the request to be taken aboard is not one we care to comply with. You are most valuable in your present orientation. Questioner, the reason that I have questioned you so much upon the craft which you say the United States government operates is that if we include this in the book, it will create numerous problems. It is something that I am considering leaving out of the book entirely, or I'm going to have to question you in considerable detail about it. It's difficult to even question in this area, but I would like to ask a few more questions about it, with the possible option of leaving it out of the book. What is the diameter of these craft the United States has? I am Ra. I suggest that this be the last question for this session. We will speak with you as you deem fit in further sessions, asking you to be guided by your own discernment only. The approximate diameter, given several model changes, is 23 of your feet as you measure. May we ask at this time if you have a needed short query before we end this session? Questioner, is there anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable? I am Ra. The instrument is well balanced. It is possible to make small corrections in the configuration of the spine of the instrument, that it be straighter. Continue also to carefully monitor the placement and orientation of the symbols used. This particular session, the sensor is slightly off, and therefore, this instrument will experience a slight discomfort. Questioner, is the sensor off with respect to angle or with respect to lateral displacement? I am Ra. There is an approximate 3-degree displacement from proper perpendicularity. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one Creator, Adonai. Ra Session Number 9, January 27th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. We communicate now. Questioner, we are definitely going to make the Law of One the primary portion of this book. I apologize for getting sidetracked on these subjects. We're in the position of, shall we say, deciding as to what direction to go with the book to begin with. For this reason, I've asked a few questions and probably will ask a few more questions in the early part of these sessions that will be somewhat meaningless with respect to application of the Law of One because of my own ignorance as to what I'm doing. However, I expect to become more proficient rapidly as we go on. There are a couple of questions that are probably meaningless, but I would like to get them out of the way. They're bothering me a little bit. Is it possible for you to suggest a publisher for this book? I am Ra. No. Questioner, is it possible for you to tell us anything in our past life incarnations, our past experiences before this incarnation? I am Ra. It is possible. However, such information as this is carefully guarded by your mind-body-spirit-being totality so that your present space-time experiences will be undiluted. Let us scan for harmless material for your beingness. 20-second pause. I am, in the distortion of desire for your freedom from preconception, able to speak only generally. There have been several times when this group worked and dwelt together. The relationships varied. There is balanced karma, as you call it, each thus the teacher of each. The work has involved healing, understanding the uses of the earth energy, and work in aid of civilizations which called, just as your sphere has done, and we have come. This ends the material which we consider harmless. Questioner, the healing exercises that you gave us are of such a nature that it is best to concentrate on a particular exercise at a certain time. I would like to ask at this time what exercise I should concentrate on tonight. I am Ra. Again, to direct your judgment is an intrusion upon your space-time continuum distortion called future. To speak of past or present within our distortion / judgment limits is acceptable. To guide rather than teach learn is not acceptable to our distortion in regards to teach learning. We, instead, can suggest a process whereby each chooses the first of the exercises given in the order in which we gave them, which you, in your discernment, feel is not fully appreciated by your mind-body-spirit complex. This is the proper choice, building from the foundation, making sure the ground is good for the building. We have assessed for you the intensity of this effort in terms of energy expended. You will take this in mind and be patient, for we have not given a short or easy program of consciousness learned teaching. Questioner, the way I understand the process of evolution of a planetary population is that a population has a certain amount of time to progress. This is generally divided into three 25,000-year cycles. At the end of 75,000 years, the planet progresses itself. What caused this situation to come about with the precision of the years, 25,000 years, etc.? What set this up to begin with? I am Ra. Visualize, if you will, the particular energy which, outward flowing and inward coagulating, form the tiny realm of the creation governed by your council of Saturn. Continue seeing the rhythm of this process. The living flow creates a rhythm, which is as inevitable as one of your timepieces. Each of your planetary entities began the first cycle when the energy nexus was able, in that environment, to support such mind-body experiences. Thus, each of your planetary entities is on a different cyclical schedule, as you might call it. The timing of these cycles is a measurement equal to a portion of intelligent energy. This intelligent energy offers a type of clock. The cycles move as precisely as a clock strikes your hour. Thus, the gateway from intelligent energy to intelligent infinity opens regardless of circumstance on the striking of the hour. Questioner. The original, the first entities on this planet, what was their origin? Where were they before they were here on this planet? I am Ra. The first entities upon this planet were water, fire, air, and earth. Questioner. The people that we now have, the first people like us, where did they come from? How did they evolve? I am Ra. You speak of third density experience. The first of those to come here were brought from another planet in your solar system called by you the red planet, Mars. This planet's environment became inhospitable to third density beings. The first entities, therefore, were of this race, as you may call it, manipulated somewhat by those who were guardians at that time. Questioner. What race is that, and how did they get from Mars to here? I am Ra. The race is a combination of the mind-body-spirit complexes of those of your so-called red planet and a careful series of genetical adjustments made by the guardians of that time. These entities arrived, or were preserved, for the experience upon your sphere by a type of birthing which is non-reproductive, but consists of preparing genetic material for the incarnation of the mind-body-spirit complexes of those entities from the red planet. Questioner. Then, I'm assuming that what you're saying is that the Guardians transferred the race here after the race had died from the physical as we know it on Mars. Is that correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. The Guardians obviously were acting with an understanding of the Law of One in doing this. Can you explain the application of the Law of One in this process? I am Ra. The Law of One was named by these guardians as the bringing of the wisdom of the guardians in contact with the entities from the red planet, thus melding the social memory complex of the guardian race and the red planet race. It, however, took an increasing amount of distortion into the application of the Law of One from the viewpoint of other guardians, and it is from this beginning action that the quarantine of this planet was instituted, for it was felt that the free will of those of the red planet had been abridged. Questioner. Were the entities of the Red Planet following the Law of One prior to leaving the Red Planet? I am Ra. The entities of the Red Planet were attempting to learn the laws of love, which form one of the primal distortions of the Law of One. However, the tendencies of these people towards bellicose actions caused such difficulties in the atmospheric environment of their planet that it became inhospitable for third density experience before the end of its cycle. Thus, the Red Planet entities were unharvested and continued in your illusion to attempt to learn the Law of Love. Questioner. How long ago did this transfer occur from the Red Planet to Earth? I am Ra. In your time, this transfer occurred approximately 75,000, 75,000 years ago. Questioner. 75,000 years ago? I am Ra. This is approximately correct. Questioner. Were there any entities of this form that I am now, two arms, two legs, on this planet before this transfer occurred? I am Ra. There have been visitors to your sphere at various times for the last 4 million of your years, speaking approximately. These visitors do not affect the cycling of the planetary sphere. It was not third density in this environment until the time previously mentioned. Questioner. Then there were second density entities here prior to approximately 75,000 years ago. What type of entities were these? I am Ra. The second density is a density of the higher plant life and animal life, which exists without the upward drive towards the infinite. These second density beings are of an octave of consciousness, just as you find various orientations of consciousness among the conscious entities of your vibration. Questioner. Did any of these second density entities have shapes like ours? Two arms, two legs, a head, and walk upright on 2 feet? I am Ra. The two higher of the sub-vibrational levels of second density beings had the configuration of the biped, as you mentioned. However, the erectile movement which you experience was not totally affected in these beings who were tending towards the leaning forward, barely leaving the quadrupedal position. Questioner. Where did these beings come from? Were they a product of evolution as it is understood by our scientists? Were they evolved from the original material of the Earth that you spoke of? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. Do these beings then evolve from second density to third density? I am Ra. This is correct, although no guarantee can be made of the number of cycles it will take an entity to learn the lessons of consciousness of self, which are the prerequisite for a transition to third density. Questioner. Is there any particular race of people on our planet now who were incarnated here from second density? I am Ra. There are no second density consciousness complexes here on your sphere at this time. However, there are two races which use the second density form. One is the entities of the planetary sphere you call Maldek. These entities are working their understanding complexes through a series of what you would call karmic restitutions. They dwell within your deeper underground passageways and are known to you as Bigfoot. The other race is that being offered a dwelling in this density by guardians who wish to give the mind-body-spirit complexes of those who are of this density at this time appropriately engineered physical vehicles, as you would call these chemical complexes, in the event that there is what you call nuclear war. Questioner. I didn't understand what these vehicles or beings were for that were appropriate in the event of nuclear war. I am Ra. These are beings which exist as instinctual second density beings, which are being held in reserve to form what you would call a gene pool in the case these body complexes are needed. These body complexes are greatly able to withstand the rigors of radiation, which the body complexes you now inhabit could not do. Questioner. Where are these body complexes located? I am Ra. These body complexes of the second race dwell in uninhabited deep forest. There are many in various places over the surface of your planet. Questioner. Are they Bigfoot-type creatures? I am Ra. This is correct, although we would not call these Bigfoot, as they are scarce and are very able to escape detection. The first race is less able to be aware of proximity of other mind-body-spirit complexes, but these beings are very able to escape due to their technological understandings before their incarnations here. These entities of the glowing eyes are those most familiar to your peoples. Questioner. Then there are two different types of Bigfoot? Correct? I am Ra. This will be the final question. There are three types of Bigfoot, if you will accept that vibratory sound complex used for three such different races of mind-body-spirit complexes. The first two we have described. The third is a thought form. Questioner. We plan to do a second session later today if the instrument is capable, and I'd like to ask also if there's anything we can do to aid the instrument's comfort. I am Ra. This instrument will require some adjustment of the tender portions of her body complex. The distortions are due to the energy center blockage you would call pineal. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator, Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one Creator, Adonai. Ra Session Number 10, January 27, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the Infinite Creator. I communicate now. Questioner. I think it would clarify things for us to go back to the time just before the transfer of souls from Maldek to see how the Law of One operated with respect to this transfer and why this was necessary. What happened to Maldek, or the people on Maldek, to cause them to lose their planet? How long ago did this event occur? I am Ra. The peoples of Maldek had a civilization somewhat similar to that of the societal complex known to you as Atlantis, in that it gained much technological information and used it without care for the preservation of their sphere, following, to a majority extent, the complex of thought, ideas, and actions, which you may associate with your so-called negative polarity, or the service to self. This was, however, for the most part, couched in a sincere belief/thought structure, which seemed to the perception of the mind-body complexes of this sphere to be positive and of service to others. The devastation that racked their biosphere and caused its disintegration resulted from what you call war. The escalation went to the furthest extent of the technology this social complex had at its disposal in the space-time present of the then time. This time was approximately 705,000 of your years ago. The cycles had begun much, much earlier upon this sphere, due to its relative ability to support the first dimensional life forms at an earlier point in the space-time continuum of your solar system. These entities were so traumatized by this occurrence that they were in what you may call a social complex knot or tangle of fear. Some of your time passed. No one could reach them. No beings could aid them. Approximately 600,000 of your years ago, the then existing members of the Confederation were able to deploy a social memory complex and untie the knot of fear. The entities were then able to recall that they were conscious. This awareness brought them to the point upon what you would call the lower astral planes, where they could be nurtured until each mind-body-spirit complex was able, finally, to be healed of this trauma, to the extent that each entity was able to examine the distortions it had experienced in the previous life illusion complex. After this experience of learned teaching, the group decision was to place upon itself a type of what you may call karma alleviation. For this purpose, they came into incarnation within your planetary sphere in what were not acceptable human forms. This, then, they have been experiencing until the distortions of destruction are replaced by distortions towards the desire for a less distorted vision of service to others. Since this was the conscious decision of the great majority of those beings in the Maldek experience, the transition to this planet began approximately 500,000 of your years ago, and the type of body complex available at that time was used. Questioner. Was the body complex available at that time what we refer to as the ape body? I am Ra. That is correct. Questioner. Have any of the Maldek entities transformed now? Are they still second density, or are some third density now? I am Ra. The consciousness of these entities has always been third density. The alleviation mechanism was designed by the placement of this consciousness in second-dimensional physical chemical complexes, which are not able to be dexterous or manipulative to the extent which is appropriate to the workings of the third-density distortions of the mind complex. Questioner. Well, have any of these entities moved on now, made a, shall we say, graduation at the end of a 75,000-year cycle, and gotten out of the second-density body into third-density-type bodies? I am Ra. Many of these entities were able to remove the accumulation of what you call karma, thus being able to accept a third density cycle within a third density body. Most of those beings so succeeding have incarnated elsewhere in the creation for the succeeding cycle in third density. As this planet reached third density, some few of these entities became able to join the vibration of this sphere in the third density form. There remain a few who have not yet alleviated, through the mind-body-spirit coordination of distortions, the previous action taken by them. Therefore, they remain. Questioner: Are these the Bigfoot you spoke of? I am Ra. These are one type of Bigfoot. Questioner: Then our present race is formed of a few who originally came from Maldek, and quite a few who came from Mars. Are there entities here from other places? I am Ra. There are entities experiencing your time-space continuum who have originated from many, many places, as you would call them, in the creation. For when there is a cycle change, those who must repeat then find a planetary sphere appropriate for this repetition. It is somewhat unusual for a planetary mind-body-spirit complex to contain those from many, many various loci, but this explains much, for, you see, you are experiencing the third-dimensional occurrence with a large number of those who must repeat the cycle. The orientation, thus, has been difficult to unify, even with the aid of many of your teach learners. Questioner: When Maldek was destroyed, did all people of Maldek have the problem, or were some advanced enough to transfer to other planets? I am Ra. In the occurrence of planetary dissolution, none escaped, for this is an action which redounds to the social complex of the planetary complex itself. None escaped the knot or tangle. Questioner: Is there any danger of this happening to Earth at this time? I am Ra. We feel this evaluation of your planetary mind-body-spirit complexes, so-called future, may be less than harmless. We say only the conditions of mind exist for such development of technology and such deployment. It is the distortion of our vision/understanding that the mind and spirit complexes of those of your people need orientation rather than the toys needing dismantlement, for are not all things that exist part of the Creator? Therefore, freely to choose is your honor duty. Questioner: When a graduation occurs and an entity or entities move at the end of a cycle from one planet to another, by what means do they go from one planet to the other? I am Ra. In the scheme of the Creator, the first step of the mind-body-spirit totality beingness is to place its mind-body-spirit complex distortion in the proper place of love-light. This is done to ensure proper healing of the complex and eventual attunement with the totality beingness complex. This takes a very variable length of your time-space. After this is accomplished, the experience of the cycle is dissolved and filtered until only the distillation of distortions in its pure form remains. At this time, the harvested mind-body-spirit totality beingness evaluates the density needs of its beingness and chooses the more appropriate new environment for either a repetition of the cycle or a moving forward into the next cycle. This is the manner of the harvesting, guarded and watched over by many. Questioner: When the entity is moved from one planet to the next, is he moved in thought or in a vehicle? I am Ra. The mind-body-spirit totality beingness is one with the Creator. There is no time-space distortion. Therefore, it is a matter of thinking the proper locus in the infinite array of time-spaces. Questioner: While an entity is incarnate in this third density at this time, he may either learn without consciously knowing what he's doing, or he may learn after he is consciously aware that he is learning in the ways of the Law of One. By the second way of learning consciously, it is possible for the entity to greatly accelerate his growth. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Then, although many entities are not aware of this, what they really desire is to accelerate their growth, and it is their job to discover this while incarnate. Is it correct that they can accelerate their growth much more while incarnate in third density than in between incarnations of this density? I am Ra. This is correct. We shall attempt to speak upon this concept. The Law of One has as one of its primal distortions the free will distortion. Thus, each entity is free to accept, reject, or ignore the mind-body-spirit complexes about it, and ignore the creation itself. There are many among your social memory complex distortion who, at this time-space, engage daily, as you would put it, in the working upon the Law of One in one of its primal distortions, that is, the ways of love. However, if this same entity being biased from the depths of its mind-body-spirit complex towards love-light, were then to accept responsibility for each moment of the time-space accumulation of present moments available to it, such an entity can empower its progress in much the same way as we describe the empowering of the call of your social complex distortion to the Confederation. Questioner, would you state in a little different way how you empower this call? I am Ra. We understand you to speak now of our previous information. The call begins with one. This call is equal to infinity and is not, as you would say, counted. It is the cornerstone. The second call is added. The third call empowers or doubles the second, and so forth, each additional caller doubling or granting power to all the preceding call. Thus, the call of many of your peoples is many, many powered and overwhelmingly heard to the infinite reaches of the one creation. Questioner, for a general development of the reader of this book, could you state some of the practices or exercises to perform to produce an acceleration toward the Law of One? I am Ra. Exercise 1. This is the most nearly centered and usable within your illusion complex. The moment contains love. That is the lesson/goal of this illusion or density. The exercise is to consciously seek that love in awareness and understanding distortions. The first attempt is the cornerstone. Upon this choosing rests the remainder of the life experience of an entity. The second seeking of love within the moment begins the addition. The third seeking powers the second, the fourth powering or doubling the third. As with the previous type of empowerment, there will be some loss of power due to flaws within the seeking in the distortion of insincerity. However, the conscious statement of self to self of the desire to seek love is so central an act of will that, as before, the loss of power due to this friction is inconsequential. Exercise 2. The universe is one being. When a mind-body-spirit complex views another mind-body-spirit complex, see the Creator. This is an helpful exercise. Exercise 3. Gaze within a mirror. See the Creator. Exercise 4. Gaze at the creation which lies about the mind-body-spirit complex of each entity. See the Creator. The foundation or prerequisite of these exercises is a predilection towards what may be called meditation, contemplation, or prayer. With this attitude, these exercises can be processed. Without it, the data will not sink down into the roots of the tree of mind, thus enabling and ennobling the body and touching the spirit. Questioner, I was wondering about the advent of the civilization called Atlantis and Lemuria, the way these civilizations occurred, and where did they come from? I am Ra. This is the last question of this work. The civilizations of Atlantis and Lemuria were not one, but two. Let us look first at the Mu entities. They were beings of a somewhat primitive nature, but those who had very advanced spiritual distortions. The civilization was part of this cycle, experienced early within the cycle, at a time of approximately 53000. 53,000 of your years ago. It was an helpful and harmless place, which was washed beneath the ocean during a readjustment of your sphere's tectonic plates through no action of their own. They set out those who survived and reached many places in what you call Russia, North America, and South America. The Indians, of whom you've come to feel some sympathy in your social complex distortions, are the descendants of these entities. Like the other incarnates of the cycle, they came from elsewhere. However, these particular entities were largely drawn from a second density planet, which had some difficulty, due to the age of its sun, in achieving third density life conditions. This planet was from the galaxy Deneb. The Atlantean race was a very conglomerate social complex, which began to form approximately 31,000 years in the past of your space-time continuum illusion. It was a slow-growing and very agrarian society until approximately 15,000 of your years ago. It reached quickly a high technological understanding, which caused it to be able to use intelligent infinity in a less informative manner. We may add that they used intelligent energy as well, manipulating greatly the natural influxes of the indigo or pineal ray from divine or infinite energy. Thus, they were able to create life forms. This they began to do, instead of healing and perfecting their own mind-body-spirit complexes, turning their distortions towards what you may call the negative. Approximately 11,000 of your years ago, the first of the what you call wars caused approximately 40% of this population to leave the density by means of disintegration of the body. The second and most devastating of the conflicts occurred approximately 10821, 10,821 years in the past, according to your illusion. This created an earth-changing configuration, and the large part of Atlantis was no more, having been inundated. Three of the positively oriented of the Atlantean groups left this geographical locus before that devastation, placing themselves in the mountain areas of what you call Tibet, what you call Peru, and what you call Turkey. Do you have any brief questions before we close this meeting? Questioner: Only one, other than what we can do to make the instrument more comfortable. I would like to have your definition of the word galaxy as you have used it. I am Ra. We use the term known to your people by the sound vibration complex galaxy. We accept that some galaxies contain one system of planetary and solar groups, others containing several. However, the importance of the locus in infinite time-space dimensionality is so little that we accept the distortion implicit in such an ambiguous term. Questioner: Then the nine planets and our sun which we have here in our system, would you refer to that as a galaxy? I am Ra. We would not. Questioner: How many stars approximately would be in a galaxy? I am Ra. It depends upon the galactic system. Your own, as you know, contains many, many millions of planet entities and star bodies. Questioner: I was just trying to get to the definition that you were using for galaxy. You mentioned a couple of times the term galaxy in reference to what we call a planetary system, and it was causing some confusion. Is there any way to make the instrument more comfortable? I am Ra. This instrument could be made somewhat more comfortable if more support were given the body complex. Other than this, we can only repeat the request to carefully align the symbols used to facilitate this instrument's balance. Our contact is narrow-banded, and thus the influx brought in with us must be precise. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one Creator, Adonai. Ra Session Number 11, January 28th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the infinite Creator. I communicate now. Questioner: Should we include the ritual that you have suggested that we use to call you in the book that will result from these sessions? I am Ra. This matter is of small importance, for our suggestion was made for the purpose of establishing contact through this instrument with this group.